Hey guys, quick heads up. The show starts off with a little bit of crackly audio, but that goes away very quickly, so don't worry, don't freak out. It gets back to normal pretty quick. So with that in mind, on with the show.
You're listening to the Deeply Graphic Design Cast, the show about all things design, from the creative side to the business side and all points in between. Follow the show on Twitter at Wes McDowell. Want the gang to answer your question on an upcoming episode? Send in your listener question to questions@thedeependesign.com or via Twitter using hashtag DGDC. Here are your hosts.
Wes McDowell in Chicago.
Mikhail Morrison in Seattle.
Nick Longo in Los Angeles.
All right, so we're back at it again. How are you guys doing with everything going on?
Not bad, man. Not bad.
Like, yeah,
I don't feel like I have any room to complain, you know? It's like, it's been good. It's been good. Keeping busy.
Yeah,
I feel good.
The same.
Yeah, how about you guys?
Not too bad. Not too bad for me. And I do want to mention, if anyone listens, Nick, like, I'm hearing the crackle again. It's okay.
Oh,
we just want to tell people that we're aware of it. It's kind of a, so there's a light crackle in some of the audio, so sorry about that, guys.
Sorry.
It's just, what it is. Yeah, no worries. But everything's going pretty well for me. It was very slow for a bit, I think, because everyone was pretty much freaking out, you know? And
yes.
I think now they might still be freaked out and not wanting to spend money, but I think they also see that this is the perfect time to, you know, spend some time on their stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it evens out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see like a little bit of an uptick now. What about you, Mikhail?
I'm noticing an uptick too. One thing I keep hearing, like the professionals say, AKA Fauci, is he almost wishes, and I considered this and have concern about it too. The more people find out that there's improvement, less hospitalization, the flattening of the curve starting to begin, the more people are encouraged and just shoot right out of the gate, get excited, and then we're in trouble all over again, and matters could be worse than where we began. So I am keeping that in mind just for the family, immediate friends and neighbors, and just kind of sharing that thought just so that we don't go berserk and get a little wild too early. I think it's important. I mean, for here, schools are out through the end of the year, and I think that's a safe call. Like, don't celebrate yet.
Yeah, well, it's a good PSA to kind of, good thing we have mics here, and we can probably, like, that is a good point. Just because it's like, it feels like it's a light at the end of the tunnel, that can obviously be counteracted by our behavior. So let's not jump the gun on that.
Because you know we're going to party.
Listening.
We're going to party the minute that we're able to. You know?
Oh, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be Mardi Gras, St. Patty's Day, Cinco de Mayo all rolled into one package.
All rolled into one. There was some joke about that last night. Was it Jimmy Fallon? I can't remember, but he summed it up similar to that. His punchline was perfect, of course. But it's just, that's the American culture, right? To make up for lost time and yay, hurrah. And we just need to kind of take.
And we've never had this kind of a pause.
Yeah.
Like, how do we know how we're going to be when the green light comes on? That's going to be a whole other world. I can't wait.
Yeah. Right. Everyone's going to be busting from the seams.
Yeah, so everybody's anxious. That's part of the concern. So
yeah. But for now, the best thing you can probably do is hunker down and learn a new skill.
Uh-oh.
That's where Skillshare comes in, baby.
Love it.
Skillshare is what a perfect time for Skillshare right now. Like, it's an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. You know, and there's just so many ways that Skillshare's membership with meaning is valuable in this moment that we're in right now. Because a strong community is essential in these kinds of times of hardship. So what you need to do is tap into the support of fellow creatives who provide encouragement and communication and inspiration for you. And they've got all those kinds of classes that will inspire you and further your skill set. So they offer creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it, right? So it's everything from running your business from the creative side and the business side as well. And it's always the right time to stay inspired, especially right now. So, you know, just get in right away. And what they've got here, like, they've got some really cool classes that I've been meaning to check out myself. There's one from Draplin. It's a new one. Design Great Stuff, How to Make Merch with
Draplin.
Yeah,
it's his new one.
So
yeah,
that's pretty cool. I want to check that out because, like, that merch is, like, a great way to have some passive income. You know, you design some stuff mm-hmm. and sell it. So mm-hmm. maybe this would have been great a few months ago to get in on. So right now you're in a better place. But, you know, no time like the present to get on that. So explore your creativity and get 2 months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/deepend. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes, absolutely 100% free. So get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/deepend. 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/deepend. Killer. All right. On with the show. So Nick, you want to get
us
started
here?
Yeah, I will.
You know, we've had some good conversations our last two episodes kind of regarding the current situation and staying in that topic, but keeping it positive, keeping it productive. One of the things we've been seeing too, and I laugh at every time I see something on LinkedIn talking about, hey, you're working from home for the first time. Here's some tips, you know? And our listeners, us, we've been doing this for a long time.
These Johnny Camillas,
My thought was like, we were like, what can we do that's more like to refresh our office space or to get it back to, you know, maybe upgrading it or doing it, but particularly on a budget. We do realize, you know, this is not the time to go out there and be dropping a few $100 on office stuff if we can't. So I reached out to my buddy Shane. Shane Watley is joining us. Shane, what's going on, dude? Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks
hey,
for
Shane.
Having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Shane's a longtime listener, right?
yeah.
Nice.
For sure. Time. And the reason I reached out to Shane was he was kind of currently doing a bit of a office remodel. He got some new space available in his house, it looked like. And I was like, seeing what he was doing, I was like, man, you got to come on board. And he spends a lot of time talking about on his YouTube channel some really cool smart home features, you know. And I thought this would be a good spot to kind of run down maybe a cool revamp of what we can do and ask him about things that he's done as he's building it and putting it together that we can kind of take into play with our own space. Cause I'm doing the same thing, man. I'm like trying to figure out what we could do to feel better, work better. Like it is that safe space for a lot of us, right? Like, I don't know about you guys, but getting your mind off of things, it's a perfect spot to be. So dude, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your channel and what you do. And then we'll get into it.
Cool. Yeah. Well, again, thanks for having me, guys. And, like I said, my name is Shane, and for probably about the past year, I've been doing a YouTube channel just kind of for fun, all about smart home stuff and using HomeKit, which is like Apple's kind of framework for smart home stuff, you know, and really just started it for fun. And for years, I've been freelancing and kind of doing stuff on the side. So I do work full time. I work with the Army as a contractor, and I do, you know, interactive multimedia kind of stuff for training there. But on the side, I've done, you know, websites and graphic design, video editing. I'm kind of always changing it up, doing different things, you know, whatever I'm into. And, for the past year or so, I kind of started tapering off a lot of that and really just focusing on video editing. And that kind of led me to doing this YouTube stuff. I kind of got tired of editing everybody else's stuff. So I started doing more and more of my own.
Might as well edit your own stuff, right?
Yeah, having fun with it, you know? So regard, I'm used to kind of working at home. And so I've done that on the side for so long. But of course, with the latest developments, things have changed a lot. So I'm actually now at home full time for my regular full time job. In addition to all the stuff I do on the side, I have a wife who has recently, you know, been assigned to work at home full time as well. Plus 2 kids, both in school, one in high school, one in elementary school. which we're doing that from
you. You could be you could be a reality show right now, dude.
I was gonna say
for the times, right? That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was. It's an adjustment for sure. You know, for all of us.
Definitely.
Is your high schooler able to help out with your young one with respect to the homeschooling for as young as that is? And kind of,
you know,
that smile is a no.
The look says everything.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody's situation is different, but in my situation, the high schooler is the most difficult one, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the younger one's helping him out, right?
Yeah. It's like trying to convince them, you know, this is not summer vacation. You still have to get up and do your work. And, you know, he's 15. He's a teenager, and he just wants to, you know, lay in bed and I'll do my work from my bed and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So are probably a lot of designers right now, you know?
Right.
Cool. Yep. But, you know, I think it's cool to say like you've always focused on doing these things around the house without spending a lot of money. And I want to just reemphasize that, because a lot of this stuff we're going to talk about is totally free, right? Like this is just tips and tricks that we can all do. Or the crowded house syndrome that a lot of our listeners are probably going through right now, and how to help specify that. I know Mikkel was talking about that last week, you know, a little bit. So let's get into it, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, I can say that was that first week or so working from home was so challenging because we were all on top of each other. And I don't know, Nick, if you've seen some of my older videos, that space where I was kind of working, my kind of home office area, was technically a formal dining room. You know, we just never use it as that. And so I just, you know, it was really rough. So I kind of found this other section of the house that wasn't getting much use, and just providing a little bit of separation for one has helped tremendously. So I can kind of go there. In fact, one of the kids will come up here with me a lot of times in the morning, and that leaves my wife. She's using the other space. So just having a little bit of separation when you have other people in the house can help a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen people being pretty clever with that too. Like basements finally getting used, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
Yep.
All right, cool. So what are some, like, I guess, actionable tips you can give people to turn maybe. So what, just a little bit of backstory. So what have you turned into your office now? Just, it was like a spare room
So it's actually a frog, you know, a room above the garage, and it was being used as kind of like a play area for a while, like a, I guess a playroom. It just, but it wasn't really getting used much. So, just kind of, you know, moved my stuff up here. I recently got a new desk, a standing desk, which I love, by the way. So I put that up here, and just having, again, a separate place has been a big help.
Nice. So are there any kind of tricks you would give people who maybe, I'm just picturing the person who maybe lives in an apartment with a roommate and now both roommates are home. You know, they maybe don't have a separate area for that. What would be the better thing? Like to maybe set up shop in the living room and just have noise canceling headphones, or working in your own bedrooms? Like, do you have any kind of advice on that?
You know, I think everybody's different for one, you know, and everybody just, you really got to find what works for you, in my opinion. You know, like just working from home, you guys know, again, everybody's different with that too. For me, I kind of like to get up, shower, get ready as if I'm going to work anyways.
Yeah.
Whereas my wife, for example, she likes to just sleep every last minute she can, get up and go straight to the computer with her coffee.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Yeah.
And
then
shower and stuff at lunchtime, you know. So probably the same thing there, you know, just wherever you're most comfortable and most productive, I think. And you have to, you know, those noise canceling headphones definitely help out.
I picked up a pair, I think the first week, because I was like, man, it was just, for some reason, it was like rediscovering different things to, like, music and things to listen to, and like trying to keep yourself occupied. I was like, to me, that was a really cool thing. I never wanted to have them beforehand. And now I'm sitting here going like, I love it. You know, it's a great way to escape and get into work, you know? And the standing desk, I think, is another thing. We've we've all tackled that issue before, and I haven't put mine in the upper position in quite a while. And last week I was like, I did like a whole 3 days with it. And I was like, it keeps you a little like on, I hate to say it, on your feet, but a little energized, too. Right? It's, yeah. It's proven.
Yeah. It is different productivity mm-hmm. level for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially like in this time when gyms are closed, and I don't know mm-hmm. about you guys, I haven't worked out properly since the gym's closed. I mean, I'll do mm-hmm. some push-ups or some non-weighted squats like when I yeah. think about it, but it's not like I'm really making an effort to do it. So yeah, standing like that would probably be better than
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love mine. I can't believe I waited so long to get one, honestly, but yeah. I love it.
It's a different vibe, isn't it? It feels like, I don't know. It's like you're at a counter or something. It's like, you can't get tired. I don't know if it's like a fatigue thing or something, but I know by sitting for a long period of time, wow, you could just, you know, I think naturally we're more engaged when we're standing. But so I've been trying that a little bit more too. What about like lighting and colors and shit like that? Like here I am already dropping the cursing. Sorry. But you know, oh, yeah. What else?
I know what?
I've been with students on video for like 3 weeks straight, and I'm trying to keep it so clean, and I've been good, so that's probably why. But what else can you do for the feel around your office? I know we'll get into the smart stuff later, but even just lighting and other things, okay. What have you done? Or anybody?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a huge nerd when it comes to all that kind of stuff. I mean, just as, you know, some people might like to put mm-hmm. house plants, and you do whatever you can just to make the space feel nice. Yeah. Lighting can, in my opinion, have a huge impact. So, you know, you like your bright kind of bluish mm-hmm. type lights in the morning, for example, that kind of energize you and wake you up. Later on in the evening, you can, you know, or just later in the day, you want to transition more to the warmer lights just to, you know, get your body in that right clock, especially when you're staying at home all the time, like we are. You know, having your body kind of go through those natural cycles, I feel like is really beneficial. And then speaking of people who may have limited spaces, using lighting is another great way to almost make it feel like a different space if it's not. For example, you know, if you're working during your working hours, you have your lights set at a certain brightness, you know, or whatever. And then when 5 o'clock hits, you know, in fact, you can automate it and have those lights change to lower warm colors or blue colors or whatever. And then you'll also know, all right, it's time to stop working and go get a beer or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Personal contributions like that to make yourself productive is just as key. I agree. Do you have just a question about the lighting? I think this is mm-hmm. a good part of the conversation. It matters very much to me as well. Do you have a specific light system that can tackle both of those times of day, like a modern day technology lighting, or do you turn on different light systems for that depending on the hour of the day?
Yeah, no, you're talking about like the lights themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, you can. In fact, I've got one right here on my desk that I'm testing out. It was just sent to me recently, and it can change from the bluer, bright whites to, and you can automate it so it can. Some of the brands, you know, they're all a little different, but certain brands even have where you can set like they call it different things, you know, dusk to dawn or whatever, and they'll actually transition through the day. So. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff.
I wonder if we can post something like that. And I wonder what the price range is like, because I've been interested in something like that. Of course, I don't have money to spend on that.
Yeah. But you guys, I mean,
that's the issue.
I think it's a natural progression to get into this, because like I started dabbling it with a little bit and buying just the bulbs themselves, that they're in these two lights behind me.
Sure.
And they're just the bulb and they're completely Wi-Fi. I think they're about $25 mm-hmm. each. And you can control it by, you know, your phone, and you could pick your scenario and all that. But what would be a good starter thing for folks to get into lighting when it comes to like some of the smart stuff, Shane?
Well, like you said, the bulbs are a great way to go. You know, different brands are going to be more expensive. So it just, it does depend on what you want to spend. And of course, when you're mm-hmm. spending more, like the Philips Hue and stuff like that, you know, you do get more features. LifeX is another good one. You get a lot of those really cool features, like the transitions. But there's a lot of really affordable ones. In fact, that's one of the reasons I started my YouTube a while back was HomeKit generally was more expensive to get started. And I there's ways to do it on a budget. And that's really what started me doing this. So there's a lot of affordable ones out there that can do similar things. You might not have all the features, but bulbs are a great way to start. In fact, I just did a review on the channel a week or so ago of a desk lamp that includes, it's got a Qi wireless charger on it and everything. And it does have those, the different color temperatures that you can set, you know, throughout the day if you want. So, and it, that thing was only like $40, $43 or something like that. That's so,
there's you some can spend stuff a lot there, more for just a normal lamp that's just looks cool, you know?
Oh yeah. And, yeah. For sure. Even just the Qi charger, the wireless charger alone would, $40. Yeah. So.
And also too, I think if people are working more at night, it's also, I think people are trying to grab extra freelance work on top of maybe their hours getting cut or something. So I know a lot of people doing a lot more design work at night. And I think that's where the lighting, if you have a few cool colors and stuff to play around with, it's just something added extra to make it a better, if you're not used to doing work late at night or juggling a lot. I really enjoy that kind of the lighting system, with just the small investment, kind of fun.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
What else can you do with the lights? Like, so let's say you've got them in your space, you've done a few things. You could talk a little bit about like the automation of it and everything and like setting schedules.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I could go on for days on automation. And in fact, I've been working on a video pretty soon that I'm going to come out with talking about ways, kind of clever ways to automate your home office just to make it work for you. And it's not just lighting, but lighting is a big part of it. But I've put a little, a $15 sensor on my office door, and you can automate it so that when I open the door, between 6 and 7 a.m. to automatically turn on your lights and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
So you can do time-based automations and stuff, obviously, but it's really cool to have something like that, because maybe you don't go to your office one day, and that way, as soon as you open the door, it's really cool too when you're getting up, first thing in the morning, and you open up your door and everything just kind of comes to life, and you can just really hit the ground running that way. I feel productive, when I'm doing stuff like that. So there's that. And then there's, things like light strips you can put under your desk, or, different kind of mood lighting. There's all kinds of lamps and things that you can get and put throughout your office just to create different, moods and things like that. Again, throughout the day.
Those light strips are pretty cool. I saw a few of them. They're like as low as like 25 bucks on Amazon, all smart home compatible.
Oh, yeah.
Could put them in the back of your desk or behind TVs and behind monitors. They look fantastic too,
Yeah, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've got them behind all my TVs and got them in my desk. I put one behind my headboard in the bedroom, so you can create like a kind of a mood lighting in there if you wanted to. It's you can put them everywhere, They look really good.
That's pretty sick. Cool.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, and I made a new, I don't know if you saw on Instagram, the new sign I made office.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, so basically, the one I used to have, the Deep End sign with like the logo, but the Deep End is kind of gone now. It's just wesmcdowell.com. So I made this really cool, I got a custom made LED neon sign made of lettering that says Make It Real. It's like one of my things I talk about on YouTube. And had that done,
dude.
And then got a big slab of teak from Crate and Barrel, mounted it on that, put a bunch of like preserved moss in places on it, and hung it up. There's like a plug-in right behind it. It's pretty sick looking.
That's great, dude.
Very
nice.
And it's like gives off that glow of the neon.
Yeah, I might have to check that out. I've been thinking about getting something like that for my office here too, a neon sign or something.
Yeah, that's and awesome. I mean, to be honest with you, like all the pieces together, like it ended up being a lot of money because of the slab of.
Well, you and I make that mistake of Of purchasing a lot of our items.
Well, yeah, especially when it's just like a raw material that you're going to put other stuff on.
It's
like,
what, just one
I'm
element.
Sure, it could have gotten cheaper elsewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the neon itself, the custom neon part was like, that was over $500 just for that.
What? So, what, sharing the vendor that you used?
Yeah, that was, well, I don't know if I remember, I think it's called like Yellow Pop on Etsy.
On Etsy,
it's an Etsy
awesome.
Store, but I think it's called Yellow Pop or something like that. There's a bunch of places to do it, yeah. And of varying level, like price levels. I don't know if the quality is any different based on that, but they're mostly out of China. But it's I could not be more happy
Dude,
with how it
awesome.
Came out.
I really love supporting Etsy artists. I love
and what
love
a perfect
it.
Thing to
and
do,
that's
right?
When, that's when you have price points are all about the same, and you know that they're originated from the same area. You start reading through all the reviews. That's how I make my decision.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great source.
Yeah. Key. Yeah. I did it mostly because of the YouTube stuff. Like, totally. I probably wouldn't have done this if it was just for my office, but.
Well, now it's a, now it's a write-off.
A cool backdrop.
Makes a cool background.
Exactly.
I also saw some people doing, there was a really cool, you know how we're seeing into people's office space more because everyone's going so virtual with either a meeting or online stuff. People doing some really cool murals and things and painting actually some really neat things on the walls behind them. And that's what got me thinking. I was like, I don't have the patience. I know I'll rush it. It'll look really good on the right. And as I move to the left, it'll probably be me rushing it. But I've seen some really good examples of that too. I think that'd be a really good thing. What other things like have you like, even just cleaning your office space, my God, that was, I got so much trash out of here. Cause it's just been if you've been working like crazy and you push your trash aside, you know, or even just samples of stuff, like it could build up quickly. So the cleaning of it is a really great thing to just make sure you're doing too, you know, and adding any unique features and things. Cause we're spending more time here more than ever, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So what have you brought in anything else that you were like kind of like dying to get into now that you have a designated space when it comes to tech or any cool gadget?
As far as putting new stuff in here, I honestly I'm really just been working with what I've had, what I've got, you know. So just it's a process, you know. You talk about cleaning, you know, the half of my office that you can see on video is nice and neat, and then the other half over there is just
the behind the scenes
later,
right?
You know,
that is no different. Exactly. That is no different from people that are hosting and all business up top and pajama bottoms on
and most TV production too. Like you don't as long as it looks good in that frame, anything else could be a complete disaster, you know. What about, you know, it's funny, I think we both talked about this before, but the whole idea of smart speakers and the voice assistants, I got the Echo Show, which is like the small little screen, and I haven't really played much with it until just the last 2 weeks I brought it into the office. What do you think about that? Like, cause I think that's another inexpensive little thing you can add to your office and help you out a lot.
Yeah. Well, a desk is a great place for something like that. I don't use the Alexa stuff. I don't want to say the name. I'd be triggering everybody. But I use Home.
Alexa,
in fact,
the toilet paper.
So I use the HomePod. I have one downstairs. And in fact, when I put this desk up here, that was the first thing I thought to myself is I really need to get a smart speaker up here because they are great. And you know, that's another thing that you can automate too with, you know, smart buttons or whatever, and you can just play music. Again, whatever your workflow is, you know, if you like listening to music and stuff, get the news. I use one when I get ready downstairs. When I come out of my room every day is I'll say, you know, Siri, good morning. And it will turn on all my lights downstairs. It will, let's see, it gets me the weather for the day, my upcoming calendar events. Let's see, it does, you know, all these things all in a row automatically. And you can set all that up through shortcuts. So I talk a little bit about that on my channel. So also some things I'm going to do up here as well is triggering those shortcuts with NFC tags and buttons and stuff like that.
Talk about those, because I'm not the most familiar with them, and I'll see examples of those, but like tell what those do or what they are.
With the the NFC tags? Okay. So those are basically, it's just a little programmable sticker that, I don't know if you're familiar with Siri shortcuts, but you can essentially create an entire workflow of automated tasks, maybe things you normally do in a row. So again, that start my day shortcut is what I tell Siri. That it does all those steps in a row because I created that, and it'll control my lights. It'll, you know, get the weather for the day. You can even have it text people, get directions. I've got one for my car that'll pull up directions to work using Waze and tell me my estimated time, all that kind of stuff. I've got some that I'm going to put in here. In fact, I just started using one. This is great for freelancers that work on different projects and stuff. A lot of times you have to do time tracking and keeping track of your time. I just created one that when I tap the NFC tag with my phone, it'll pull up the time tracker and automatically start tracking time for given that's client, great. For example. And then when I tap it again, it'll just stop it. And then I can go in there and, you know, add some details if I want to. But that way you're not having to pull up a spreadsheet or whatever, you know, other ways you might use for tracking time.
So that makes sense. Well, whatever you can make a habit really out of too. Because every time I've tried time tracking stuff, I fall short.
Yeah, I know. I hate it too. And that's why I came up with this. I said, you know, I'll just put this little sticker on the side of my desk. When I start working for this client, I have one or two that I do regularly now that I work for on the side. And so now I'll just tap this little sticker and it'll start tracking time immediately. And then once I'm done, I'll just tap it and it'll just stop, you know, automatically. And you can use those stickers to, again, turn on your lights. So I may do one for my desk scene to turn on all my lights and my light strips and stuff. Just tap it to turn it on, tap it to turn it off. I've got one in my garage that at the bottom of my stairs, I can tap it. It'll open my garage. It'll close my garage when I tap it, stuff like that.
So cool. I think it's like a whole other world. If you haven't explored it, there's like, it could be quite addictive.
Yeah. Well, I remember my mind was blown when I first discovered those Amazon buttons for like
Tide
bags and stuff. Yeah. I like ordered that for everything. They kind of ended up stopping working for some reason. Like they would get disconnected or whatever. So I stopped using them. But that was like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That was
seen
pretty cool.
At the time,
What was that? What was that little cube that sits on your desk that you had? I think you showed it.
Oh,
this thing
on
is
Instagram,
so.
This little
tell
guy right here.
What is this thing? This is so sweet.
This was the company sent me this, and so I was just playing with it on Instagram. Sometimes I'll do like behind the scenes stuff or whatever that I'm not necessarily making YouTube videos about on there. And all it is just a controller. So it has in the app you can control when you rotate it 90 degrees. I gotta make sure I didn't set anything. That all my lights are gonna go off.
Turns power off.
So when you can shake it and it'll do something. You can have it control lights or whatever, really. Rotate 90 degrees, all these kinds of things. So it's just a controller.
So it's like a little remote control, and you just roll it on your desk and it will do something. Roll it to the left, it'll do something. So it's like a remote control for anything you have connected to your smart home. Oh, I don't think I'd get any work done, though.
That's
dude.
Cool. Didn't we talk about something like that on one of our Christmas
You're right.
Gift guides? Like where it was like a cube and you would turn it to a certain size
that's what
to
it
work,
is.
Like for time tracking for a certain person.
Yeah.
Certain client. Then you,
it was like a.
Wasn't there something like that? Am I?
You did. So it's very similar to what he had, and you just roll it to the top, roll it to the right. But I think you're right. It was linked somehow to time tracking for different for stop it like a more of a timer, right?
I think so. Yeah. So you'd like put one side facing up for one client and then you would rotate it to the other side for someone else.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
There's too many things, man.
Yeah.
Another tip I'll mention too, for people who might be working at home with kids and a spouse and all that, you know, like a lot of us are now. Mm-hmm. This is something that I thought of recently. especially with all the video conferencing. I know my wife is having to do a lot of these as well. We all kind of are. You can create just a lamp, just one of the colored bulbs like you have there, Nick. You can put it outside of your office somewhere, or a little nightlight or whatever. And you can use a button or your phone or whatever to just change the color if you're in like a video conferencing meeting or something like that. Or, you know, or recording a YouTube video or whatever, change it red to let the kids know, don't open the door.
Oh, that's what it was.
And then, and then when, you're good to go, you can change it to green, let them know they can come
in. That's a great idea.
Mm. That's really smart.
And then you just have it on red all day, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like, oops. And speaking of that, speaking of the video conferencing and stuff, so what are your tips for, you know, because obviously people are doing more video conferencing now than they had to before. What are your piece of advice for making the background behind you look nicer? I think that's all part of this home office setup. So,
yeah, for me personally, that's something I'm still playing around with. My YouTube videos since I've moved up to this office have changed like from week to week.
It's still figuring it out.
I'm trying to figure out what I like and what looks best on camera. I personally kind of think the simpler the better, if you can reduce clutter and stuff like that. Obviously you don't want a huge mess behind you, but I, really more importantly than that, I think is just the lighting and the sound that you're using in these conference calls makes a difference.
How about, I know, did you Wes, did you bought something once before that was like the ring light?
Yeah, so I bought two things. I had the ring light, but I was using that for a while, but now I just have two like LED on stands. So it's like one coming, but I don't use that for video conferencing. That's like for my YouTube videos. But I do have this thing. It's an audio podcast. I don't need to show it, but it's basically a clamp. It's a clamp with like a really rigid kind of arm on it, but it's rigid, but it flexes and it bends. And it's got a little mini ring light on it, about, 4 inches across. And then that can clamp to anything. And it's also got another arm for a phone, like you put your smartphone on and it holds that in place and it holds the light. So you can if you wanted to do it, if you want to do a video conferencing on your phone, you can do that. Or you can do it on your laptop and still use the light portion for better lighting in your face.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Because I've noticed at nighttime when the natural light goes down and I have a very high ceiling in the space I'm in, we do our class at night and all of a sudden I go from bright vivid to like real dark and I'm positioning lights and aiming at me, nothing's working. So I was trying to find that. And I think you have to get more like the panel or something made specifically for it, because anytime I use a regular light, it just like drenches you out completely, right? I was looking around for
you want to be looking like a villain in that, but
I just got one recently that you can, again, with the, you can adjust the warmness of it, so you can make it bright blue. And again, this is probably more for people doing video. You probably don't care too much if you're doing just conference calls, but it's essentially an LED panel, and it wasn't that expensive.
Not a bad idea.
All kinds of stuff out there.
Well, and I would also say too that like it's not necessarily important to look your best on a video conference call if you're calling into work or something. And by the way, it's not even about looking your best, but what I mean is
presentable.
I think there is you do need to have a presentable look to both yourself and your background if you're doing this with clients. Like let's say it's a consultation call, right? You want to look semi-professional at that point. So I think it's important for those purposes. Not so much just to call into work for the
but
daily.
It's meeting, almost like everyone's wherever they are is finally, it's now on display. It's never been on display before.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden everybody's being caught with this. And we even had to go through like a video conferencing etiquette thing for our students, because they're going to start doing their one-on-ones with professionals. And again, we're just thinking like, so the tips were like, just making sure the wall art is appropriate. Like, the setting looks like you at least tidied up a little bit. And that's why they have those virtual backgrounds are hilarious. Like everyone's making them now. Like I made them for clients, 'cause I was just thinking what a great thing to give out to people to keep their brand alive if they have to close or pause their business, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Or just bring some lightheartedness to the any given meeting. It's without it being inappropriate, it's an edge that's really kind of welcomed by and large now.
Isn't it?
It's great, I think.
And what do you use that with? Like, what is that, like, Zoom thing?
Yeah.
Zoom has
this thing where, well, like Skype and others have a thing where it will blur your background, which is kind of cool if you're caught like last minute and maybe you're outside is another reason that they do it. It'll blur everything around you, which is kind of just keeps the focus here. Then Zoom has these ones where you can swap out, and people are doing everything from like, there's one, like, you know, when in the office where they're being interviewed in the conference room and they're against the wall, that image you can put. So it looks like you're one of the office, like, you know, cast members. They have, like, you know, like the Seinfeld set, like,
it's funny. Yeah.
Oh, and then but brands are getting into this. So like I saw Buffalo Wild Wings was on Twitter was posting images of their pubs and their bars. So you can have that as the background. So I did that for a bunch of my clients. I thought that was like kind of a fun way to think about it. So, but
Mark. Who wouldn't want to take a meeting in an empty Buffalo Wild Wings?
So, but hey, it's like you said, Mikkel, it's making a situation a little more lighthearted. And every time I log on, it's kind of, you can always count on someone having something you haven't seen yet, like as their background.
Yeah.
And it just got me to thinking, like, this segue into what we're talking about now is kind of, I've seen a few people now just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of this situation. I might start either doing, I've seen people doing a lot more like interviews on Instagram, on YouTube, anywhere they can. And so this idea that we are kind of trying to do something different and produce from home, you know, that's why we wanted to kind of mention this. My first question is, maybe Shane, if you've seen this, but I started seeing people buying alternative cameras to the camera that their computer comes with. I'm assuming it's a better quality because I'm seeing certain people look great because of the quality of their camera. Is it better than like the one you typically have, like with your Mac or your PC?
Yeah, well, typically the built-in like web cameras aren't that great. You know, historically, they may be getting better. I don't know, but I mean,
they're not on Mac.
I know, dude.
Yeah,
they're definitely not. Yeah, they're still really shit.
yeah, you know, but even with your phone, I mean, your iPhone can shoot 4K video these days. So, you know, if that's all you got and you're at home now and you have more time, you can start a YouTube channel if that's something you're into, because you've got a 4K video camera right there in your phone. You've got the time now, you know, you might as well.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Your phone camera might be better than your, you know, $2,000 iMac.
It's definitely better. it is. And just to answer your question too, this is something I'm almost about to do this. I'll let you know how it goes. But I've been doing a few YouTube live videos. And for the first one that's actually been like properly scheduled in advance coming up in a few weeks, I am planning on using my YouTube camera. It's like a Canon M50 DSLR. You need special software to do it. But yeah, you hook it up and you have to have like a weird little USB thing that kind of, I'm so not technical. I don't know what it does, but it basically,
this little cord.
It's like a graphics card. Basically, if you don't have it, it's like there's a lot of lag or something. So you do that, and it looks good because then you get that depth of field look.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.
Which you don't even really get from a smartphone. Yeah, let's face it. Like you get, you know, the whole background is all in focus. But I like the depth of field look, so I'm gonna do that, and I'll report back and let you know. It could be a total shit show. I don't know.
Some people, when I've seen that in a call, I ask them, and it's exactly like when we had Paul or Michael from Adobe, they have like that rad setup of a full on DSLR camera that's kind of the feed, and you do see the difference. It's really, really, really nice. And then even microphones as well. Like you could tell the difference when someone's just using their computer, or, you know, we've purchased for some of our guests, like there's like $25 USB mics that will just sound a world of difference if you just have that as your main audio input for any call, which sounds great, you know?
Yeah.
That's always a cool thing. Any other tips before we get into like the general stuff here, Shane? What do you think in this setting up for video conferencing or YouTubing?
No, I think that's about it. You know, just lighting and audio, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the two important ones there. And really audio is more important than anything, yeah, in my opinion. People, yeah, will watch if you're doing, well, this kind of is more about YouTube, but people will sit through a video with bad video quality before they'll sit through a video with bad audio, believe it, yeah, or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's so wait, bad, say that one more time. Say that one more time.
She's so taking notes.
Bad. Yeah. People will sit through a video with bad video quality before they'll sit through one with bad audio quality. So bad audio will turn people off.
Okay. Immediately. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's not something you, mm-hmm, really think about, but really bad, wow, audio is hard to sit through. And so that's why I always recommend it. You know, if you're starting YouTube, I shot for quite a while on my iPhone, all my YouTube videos for a while. And just go buy you a microphone to plug in there, you know, because the built-in microphones are not very good on really any camera, but especially the iPhone. So you can buy you a $30 lavalier, yeah, mic or something, plug it right into your phone, and immediately will step up your,
you guys, your, that is a super value, interesting stat to me. And extremely useful for people that think that they've got some leeway.
No, I know, beyond, right? Yeah.
No.
So, and then one last thing before we shift to the next discussion point is that I know a lot of listeners that don't consider themselves technically savvy to set up these systems that you've been discussing with us today, Shane, may come as a bit of a turnoff. Okay. You know, patience wise, you know, do I look up, mm-hmm, a video? Do I follow, how do I follow instructions on how to sync this with that? And the other thing, I mean, I'm just thinking about my parents, as I always mention. I mean, and what saying, yeah, the Facebook. It's just, it's just important to note that now's the time to put in, mm-hmm, patience. I mean, you don't really have much to lose right now. So if it gets super frustrating, you know, yourself on a personal level will get agitated, instead of that deep breath or a walk and come back, try it again the next day. It's not like there's a rush drop deadline, yeah, here for setting this up. So anyway, that's just all. I wanted to bring some something a little bit more, yeah, human to that, because we're, I mean, Shane's talking about this like he did it last night in an hour or whatever. And it really work, yeah, for us all in that manner. So I think it's, yeah, important to note that.
Yeah, no, when I started my YouTube channel, it's funny, you can look in the home app is where all my home accessories, yeah, are that you can see. I had like two or three things in there. You know, I didn't have anything, yeah, really. And I just, yeah, really was documenting the journey. That's what started the whole
That's
thing
really
for
great.
Me. And, yeah, so I my channel, you know, it's a small channel still, but you know, part of the fun is just I'm trying to make it easy on, yeah, there, because you know, if I can figure this stuff out, anybody can. And it, you know, it does take a little bit of tinkering, I guess, but I try, sure, to make it really easy, yeah, to explain. Just
That's
because
fabulous.
you can get really, really advanced. And there are those YouTubers and those people out there who are, you know, network program engineers and stuff like that.
Yes,
and,
I know.
You know,
exactly.
I don't want to be coding, no, exactly, my house lights, you know, all weekend. Right. So, you know, we try to make,
I
mean, it,
I
easy.
I still
that,
struggle,
yeah,
with my stupid printer. Like, you know, so it's like things, you know, some oh, of the smart home things have been 10 times easier than some of the things that have been problems for 10 years. Like, you know, you sit there like you finally got the printer going, and then you go to print again 2 days later and it suddenly has disappeared from your entire network. You're like, but yet everything on the smart, yeah, thing has still been like, it's just, they get it. And they know the easier they make the setup, you know, and that's why I think, you know, channels like yours are great, because you can watch it right through there, see what you've done, or get someone's opinion of how easy it is. And it makes it a little more welcoming, yeah, for people, yeah, that might be a little afraid to kind of take it on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so before we get to any further here, Shane, what's your YouTube channel name so people can check it out?
It's youtube.com/ShaneCreates, S-H-A-N-E, nice, creates. And that's where I'm on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, just Shane Creates.
Yeah. I highly recommend not only subscribing, but making sure, you know, be warned. You're going to be like, especially with those Amazon links, you're going to be buying crap.
It's addictive.
But you always pick the good stuff that's, again, like low,
as long as it works,
on the
I'm
low
down.
Side, which is always appreciated. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
That's awesome. So what are your more general tips and notes for, you know, setting up that home office, being productive, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
For me, you know, just being, again, figuring out what works for you, you know, because we're all different. Again, I've been working from home to some degree for a long time, and now transitioning into doing it full time is definitely an adjustment. And for those people who are transitioning into that working from home all the time, which there's a lot of them out there, you know, a lot of people now that are having to do that. For me, it's just keeping some sort of routine. I still get up. I still get ready like I always did. I still come out there and I use my Siri shortcuts to turn on my lights. And, you know, I still go through all those things.
Still sometimes drive to work and just drive back home.
Right. So something for years that I've been doing is, you know, I like to go to the gym on my lunch break from work. I've been doing that for a long time. So I still do that here. Well, I don't go to the gym anymore because the gyms are all closed, but I have, you know, some weights and stuff that I'll, you know, go into the garage and throw around during my lunch break. So I'm still kind of keeping that routine, you know, to a degree. And then aside from that, it's just really kind of defining those lines on when is work time, when to cut it off. You guys, I'm sure, all are familiar with that, you know, being freelancers and stuff. That's really important.
Because you could really abuse that now more than ever. Because, like, you don't even know what time it is, let alone what day it is sometimes, right? In this situation.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
And maybe setting those, like, I've been setting timers a lot more, like that 3 o'clock thing, you know, that's even more of a slump. And someone had a great tip saying, like, take that time, get away from the desk, first of all, if you hit that slump, that 10 and 3 kind of thing, you know, and do something productive. And if it means like cleaning or organizing or doing something good, at least what it's doing too is it's taking your mind off of whatever task you were doing, and you come back to it a little refreshed. A cup of coffee ain't gonna hurt either, you know, so throw that in the mix. But one thing I thought that was really neat too, and that's why I wrote this down, was we used to have those, you had something to do after you left your office or whatever. You'd either come home, you have dinner, you did something social, there was something you did, maybe there's a great show you were watching in prime time. That idea of having something to look forward to at night is really important in the situation we're at now, because like you can find yourself forgetting those things, you know, or being too occupied with other stuff. So I think the ritual part is 100% like super important that we got to keep doing, you know?
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. I like to line up all my porcelain dolls at the countertop for happy hour.
It's kind of crazy how we are right now, are we?
Yeah. You know, they all have their own very distinct personalities, and, you know, some are
you have a bat as well? Because that would be a real fun thing to do too after that. A bat?
Oh, just for eating, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that kind of bat, yeah. No, I like to eat bats now, though. It's like, I think that Band-Aid's been ripped off at this point, so.
I was going to say, we're hearing Shane say it's really, there's no black and white to a lot of this stuff. You have to do what's attributable to and suitable for your personality. You know, acknowledging that we're all different, and you have to, maybe that's a part of your so-called discovery phase as you're figuring out this for yourself. We talk about that with projects. There's no reason you shouldn't treat that similarly for you in this circumstance. Yeah.
Try it out. Yeah. You never know. You can always say it doesn't work and try something else a little bit different, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
I agree completely. I feel like doing all those years of side work and moonlighting and stuff has really helped me in this process of going full time at home, because I've learned myself a little bit on what works and what doesn't. You know, I've had those moments of anxiety where you're just working too much, or, you know, you don't do that separation, you know, and so it's, it, you know, it, that routine is very important, and learning what works for you is important, because we're all different, you know.
Yeah.
I see that with my wife. What works for her is different for me, you know.
There you go.
We all have our different routines.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
So I think in a second we should all kind of talk about what our little tips are that we like to do to kind of make our home offices our own. And I know we've got some contributions from listeners too. But before we get there, let's talk about FreshBooks, because they have been with us 4 years now, and we've been with them
probably longer.
We love FreshBooks. They make it super ridiculously easy to get set up with this invoicing system that lets you be the creator, you be the designer, and let them be the money people who, you know, send out the invoices and follow up with the invoices, making sure you get paid faster. So, you know, with two clicks, you can set yourself up with FreshBooks online payments and end up with money in your pocket much sooner. The stat is most FreshBooks payments, 60% of those invoices are paid within 1 day, which is pretty great. So they've got all the bells and whistles. They've got multi-currency invoicing. They've got the automated late payment reminders. Love that. They've got the app, lets you keep track of all your expenses for tax time, which is, we've gotten a little bit of a reprieve there till July. So good for us.
Yeah.
And the support, of course, is awesome. You can always get them on the phone within 3 rings or less. So we've got to deal with them. What better time to do this than now, you know, when you're maybe not bringing the revenue in you were. So we've got a free 30-day unrestricted free trial. So go to freshbooks.com/deeplygraphic and enter deeply graphic design in the how did you hear about us section. Once again, freshbooks.com/deeplygraphic. All right, cool. So yeah, what are your tips you guys have, Mikkel? Do you have anything specific that you recommend for your, make sure office work for you?
For me, the remembering that you have a desk that converts to standing.
Just remembering.
It's not.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been forgetting. And now more than prior to this COVID period, I have absolutely been reminding myself. And I've been the nerd that has been setting reminders in my calendar for every other day is a standing day. Because otherwise I know myself and I won't take the time in between tending to Oakley's schooling and when Valerie is napping, sitting down here and cranking out a deliverable or getting feedback to support. I'm just not going to take the time. And it's ridiculous. I admit this because all I do is push a button on the side of my freaking desk. So, but it is a matter of adjustment because I get out my pad and I shift the chair. So anyway, it's just those 2 minutes for whatever reason, I don't want to spend. So I am making it, it's the first thing in the morning. It's a standing day or a sit down
day. That's great.
And that has really, really helped me. I know that we're not all convenienced with a standing desk, but it is one of the smartest moves that I've made too. Like Shane was saying, I can completely relate with that.
You can always take a laptop. You could,
I'm also,
and even if you don't have the desk, you could probably just put something on your desk and kind of just make your own version for now. Right?
Those are available on Amazon and ridiculously affordable.
I got one
for those that don't have a standing
desk. About 40 bucks. That's a really good little tabletop that goes on top. And then you can put your laptop on top or your whatever on top. Yeah, worth it. Or take your laptop to your kitchen counter and just work there for a while. You know,
some of those have some of those. I think that this is super fun. And Shane had mentioned, you know, making the time to crack your beer at that time, you know, to loosen yourself up. You know, that's your reward or whatever.
It's a little early. But
I mean, no, I'm gonna.
It's from last night.
Okay. I've been spoiled with Jason coming in here between 5 and 5:15 with my favorite IPA. And what's funny is that I'm totally going to admit this. I paid for that accessory on my stand-up desk that's got
That was a great idea. I love it.
Nice.
Go Mikkel.
That's my girl.
Honestly, little things like this make a difference for working from home nearly 100% of the time, whether we're in this coronavirus period or not. Is this, we've discussed this before on quality of life episodes, or just this was forever ago that we had an episode, remember, Wes, that was strictly about your home office and how you set it up and things that keep you motivated and productive. I mean, it's no different than treating that period of time the way that we would now, and putting being more mindful of it.
What about you, Wes?
Oh, Nick, what about you?
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I was
going
to say, is
first.
There anything that can actually raise your desk on cue so you don't even have to decide it? That would be like, as you're working, you're like, oh, shit.
I've been looking at ways to automate this.
It's got
to
be there.
If there's a way, I'll figure it out.
Nice. Man.
Just randomized.
Yeah. I think it's just, again, too, cleaning the desk area, too. Like getting, I had some clutter on here. I feel like when it's clean, and I got one of those, I got this little guy, the little, it charges everything in one little space.
Oh, cool.
And bringing that to here, because like, I realized you're spending a lot more time here. So like, you're just like those little creature comforts you were even saying too, Mikkel, bring them here. Music, I've been just exploring like so much more new stuff. I'm hitting those playlists in like Spotify that are recommended for you, because it's like, I'm getting tired of the same old stuff. And then also too, just the getting out and exercising things still like that. That's, if I'm not doing that in my day, I'm a nut. So that's my tips.
Yeah. Nice. Mine would just be kind of along the same lines as you, just make it your own, do whatever you can. Even if it's not a big renovation or big redecorating process, make it feel like a space that you want to be in. Because if you're in there all day, like it makes a big difference. At least I would say it does for me, but I think us being designers, I think there's very few of us as designers who don't have a sense of aesthetic stuff we like.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that just, you know, Home Depot, I think, delivers right now. Just get some, like, a gallon of paint, paint a wall, make it something kind of cool.
Idea.
House plants, I do think, are a big, I don't know about you, but they make a room feel much more hospitable and much more alive that way. Even, truth be told, mine are
that's okay.
But they still, they look, and I'm like, there you go. And on my
brings
sign, like, it's got a bunch
minimum.
Of moss. It's all like, you know, preserved moss, but it's technically real. And oh, the other thing too, for me, I'm kind of a stickler about not wanting to see cords and stuff. It makes me feel anxious.
So I've got
a cord organizer. It's just like, it's drilled up to the bottom of my desk.
Yeah.
So everything goes down there, and you know, if you don't see it,
outside
out of mind. Makes me feel better.
That's awesome.
Glad you mentioned the paint thing too, because someone had mentioned like Michael's and some other art supply places. You know, they're going through challenging times too, but apparently they're having some good sales and stuff. So if there's anything you do need to stock up on, or if you want to start that that cool little thing, that's something you can do in your office space, now's a good time to do it. I checked them out and there were some good stuff there. But we did.
And they've got all this cool, like, cool and stick wall. Like I've got from, I don't know if anyone has seen my YouTube videos, you know, I've got like kind of a wood wall, which is fake. It's just like wallpaper, peel and stick wallpaper, but it makes such a big transformation
of
how the room looks. And it's not that expensive.
As long as it looks good on that frame, dude, you're good.
That's all that matters. Yeah. To get
it's
up
all
close,
for,
you know,
all for the
it's
gram,
fake,
dude, all for the gram.
In a frame, it looks good.
Speaking of gram and Instagram, we reached out to, we wanted to hear what you guys and listeners had done to either improve or enhance or do something different. Ready to go through some of these?
Yeah, let's do
this.
It.
This first one's from a good buddy of mine, Ethan. He had mentioned just what you said. He added some houseplants to the office, changed the whole vibe, right? Next one was from Burpo. This is Michael Burpo. He bought a new lamp to improve the light and vibes for sure. Matt Brown, new wooden tabletop. I love that. That's kind of neat. Been seeing a lot of people sharing like what either they moved a desk, changed a desk or something because they had to, using like a cool old coffee table or revamp. There's so much we could do as creatives, you know? This one's from, this is from Andy, a student of mine. He put up some art for inspiration as well, right? Like I have a room full of stuff from swag or conferences that I have not, like remember how long it took us to get all that stuff from How Design framed?
Oh yeah. Mine's still underneath an ottoman in my bedroom.
So maybe it's a good time to hit up Michael's for some frames if they got them on, you know?
Could be.
Yeah,
if not
exactly.
Now, when?
This is a good one.
That's what I say.
This is my student, William. He vacuumed.
There you go. I like the next one.
That's oh, yes. So one. This is my cousin. I love her, Stephanie. She said she got a new laptop and she washed her couch blanket. Because we all have one, right? And when was the last time you washed it?
High expectations exactly. There, yeah.
That's, here's a good one. You got rid of all the used cables and things I kept telling myself that I would never use and did. So that's kind of cool. Tightened up a bolt on my desk so it doesn't squeak anymore. Thank you for that one there.
Yeah, literally, yes, David would exactly. appreciate that. I'm
a
sure.
new chair. That's a great one. Like, man, like if you haven't invested in one with the time you're spending, you know, something with that mesh or something like that, most people will tell you that was the biggest game changer for me was getting a really good one for sure. You know, this one's basically got themselves the wooden floor mat under the chair. Have you seen those? It's like simulated wood instead of those plastic things you put on your floor for like for wheeling your chair around, you know? Yeah.
I remember those.
So now, I've got one at my other desk and it looks like laminated wood, which is kind of cool. So that's kind of neat. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep. Okay. Another Jesse here hung his posters up. That's kind of cool. Got a monitor stand. That's also another cool one to do. Added a new monitor. So if a second monitor, have you tried Sidecar yet with your iPad? So iPad, can now be a second monitor with your iMac or with your Mac.
I had an app like that years ago, like when I would travel for a second monitor, but it didn't work that well. So
AstroPad?
This is like a better version.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's Mac, this is a Mac based one. So you have to have like a 2016 or 17 iMac or above and an iPad. And basically, just like you hit AirPlay, you go up to that AirPlay thing, you select your iPad, and it is completely a secondary screen for your thing, which is kind of cool. Yep.
That's cool.
I love this one from Overturf Design Studio. Do you know that? The floating desk mounted on the wall. That's pretty cool. I've wanted to do something like that.
So no stand, like kind of flush to the wall.
Yeah. I think like you could get like a pretty big TV. I wonder if you can use a TV.
Yes,
I'm
HDMI.
Sure you can, but maybe the colors aren't exactly right. I don't know.
That's a good one too. I've seen some people who are really making use of limited space here lately, and some of these little floating desks can be really small. So if you don't have a dedicated space, you know, you're using a bedroom or something, you can get one of these and put a computer on there, you know, while you're working from home in this for who knows how long we'll be doing this, you know, for a lot of people. So a lot of people getting creative
especially
with that.
If your space is tight, you know, very cool. Yeah. Right. So we got some really good ones there, mostly about, you know, the space, putting up the artwork that you hadn't had in a long time, creating a workflow separate. Another thing too, is to separate work. I think Mikhail, you might've touched on this, separating your workspace from a play space. Let's say you're just painting or you're doing anything that's craft or fun or drawing or doodling on the iPad. Don't do it at your desk. Like have a second space, move away from it, separate it.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah. I like that.
Otherwise, worlds colliding is no good. So,
right.
Well, hopefully that was a good wrap.
All right, guys. Well, I think, this is awesome. So thanks for coming on to this, Shane. This is great. Where can people find you online other than on YouTube?
Again, on Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Shane Creates. And so you can find me there. Also, ShaneWatley.com is my website where I post all of my videos and kind of where to get started with all this smart home stuff, and that's just ShaneWatley.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming
on,
man.
This is great.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it gives people some good ideas.
And everybody,
as we're hunkered down, let's all.
Yeah.
Might as well. You're stuck in the home anyways, you know.
So yeah, spend a little time making it work for you. You know, why not?
That's right.
All right, guys. We'll hope that was helpful. Next week, we'll be back, or 2 weeks, we'll be back with another episode. Until then, keep designing and catch us next time on the Deeply Graphic Design.
Good job, dude.